you come off a game like that, though, are you extra motivated to get out there and have a good performance?
No, we actually motivated to come in and fix our corrections. We're going to see them again in the future or whatever, but we moved past that game, and now we're more focused on Dallas right now.
How big is this football game in your mind?
It's a big game. It's going to be a big game. Any division game is a big game, and it's going to be one of the big games. You know, this can make or break our season. So,
how do you stop this kid Murray, who's been on fire?
We got to play the run. You know, we got to play the run to our best ability, and you know, and trust our guys. Trust that we're going to be in the right spots and in our right fits.
You guys last week, you guys talked about last week that McCoy was not really running that well.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you guys got lulled into a little bit of false sense of
speech? I think we came out sluggish and finished the game sluggish or whatever. They was the most physical team, and, you know, that's last week, so we way past that or whatever. So.
What's the difference in Murray and McCoy?
He's a good runner. All of them are good runners, you know what I mean? It's a division game, and, you know, we got to play to our best, so, and we're going to do that. So.
Are you confident that this team, after taking a hit in the run defense last week?
We're good. No, we're good. No, we know what we need to do to win the game. That's just one game, you know. It's not justifying the whole season, so we'll be good. We'll be okay.
Jason, it seems like Dallas and Giants games are the most dramatic, most emotional. There's so many seesaws in them. What do you think of when you think, oh, we're playing the Cowboys? What do you expect in a game when you play them?
Win. You know, come out with a win. You know, it's a division game, and it counts as two. So, you know, our thing now is just to win this game and go into our bye week, you know what I mean, not worrying about nothing or whatever, and then come back fresh or whatever.
I guess what I'm saying is, it seems like more than other opponents you guys play, there's such seesaws in these particular games.
Mm-hmm.
Teams continue to steal the momentum from each other all the way through the game. Is that something you have to be wary of emotionally, that it's going to be an up and down kind of game?
I feel like, you know, as a player, you know, as a football player, you know, once you step on that field, you don't know who's going to win the game. You know what I mean? You got to be confident in yourself that you know your team's going to come out there and perform as well as you think they're going to perform. And that's all phase of the ball. That's offense, defense, and special teams. And we do well in those, we have nothing to worry about. You know?
How do you keep the confidence up after having such a horrible performance?
Just come in and, you know, what you do in practice is what you're going to do in the game. So, you know, we come in and practice and make sure we execute our plays and talk. And, you know, guys get together one-on-one and we'll be all right.
Jason, with where you guys are in the division, the bye week coming up, do you look at this as a must-win game?
Yeah, it's a must-win game. You know, every game is a must-win game. You know, unfortunately, sometimes you don't win. But, you know, this is like a must-win game for us because this could justify our season or what.